Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't
handle the truth.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Setting you backwards? Do you feel like it's changing the mindset
of women today? Well, I do. I'm just curious about what your thoughts are tonight. You are free to share them. I am welcoming your input. I am ready for the debate, if you will. And I know it's going to be a sort of a debate based on who I'm talking to. I'm even ready to fight. I pulled my sleeves up and ready to defend my stance from a male standpoint on how this is hurting females, okay? So let's talk about, there was an article that I read back in December last year. December 2014. And it was by a lady called Kara Stevens. And Kara, she's the founder. Okay, babe. She's the founder of the Frugal Feminista, and she wrote an article that says four ways to kill the strong black woman so you can be happy again. And this is a black woman who wrote this particular article. Okay, now. Let me read to you a little bit of what she says. She says, black women, like any other women, are entitled to transformation, happiness, hope, and the full spectrum of their feminine humanity. And celebrating the tired trope of black women's strength in our household clips our collective proverbial wings. And I completely understand that. She quotes a slave that said, "Give us free," and I got kind of tickled by that because she wants to be free, and the thing about it, and what she's recognizing, what she seems to understand about black or strong black women, if you will, it's killing you guys. It's causing you to perform and do things in ways that is not meant for you to be and for you to do. And let me go ahead and take away some of you guys' strength right now who are arguing against me. And one of the strength is, well, men won't step up, so I got to be a strong black woman because the absence of black men in black families and all of that, you know, jazz that you would try to say. Well, okay, I hear you. There is a lack of black men in relationships, and there's an absenteeism in the relationship with their children, and okay, black men, a lot of them might not be stepping up to the best of their ability. Okay, so I'll give you that, and I'll agree with you from a standpoint, but that doesn't mean that you become the strong black woman, because the term strong is indicative of masculinity. It actually moves you or it puts that stigma on you that now you got to be the father and the mother to raise these kids. No, it doesn't work like that, number one. And then number two, it puts you in a place where you really forget who you are as a woman, and you try to do so much and try to become so much to so many different people that it hurts you. It actually causes you to do things that are not welcome in a relationship. I mean, you won't believe the number of women who I've coached and been talking to, and maybe even previous, and might be even coaching right now, that are plagued with this problem. They feel like they are too independent. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of a young lady who I counseled, and now they're married, and she's having problems because she was so independent. She was so strong that she had to do things on her own for so long that it has affected her relationship now because her and her husband are conflicting because he needs to be the man. And she's so fast and she's so motivating and she's so strong, if you will, that she's taking his role a lot of times. Well, that's exactly what I mean. That I'm saying that's hurting your relationships. That you got to relax. And I'm talking to black women, and I know that might be all kind of women on this call, and I appreciate you, but specifically black women, you're going to have to slow your roll. You're going to have to chill out. You're going to have to let men be men, and you're going to have to use your femininity in such a powerful way that it motivates your man to become a man. Now, let me help you with what I just said. My wife, I considered myself a man, but when I look back, I was not the kind of man that you know, a particular person would say he is all that in a bag of chips. I wasn't that kind of man. I was the kind of dude that you know, ran over women, if you will. I was the kind of dude that didn't care so much about who you were as long as I got what I wanted and I did my thing. And there are a lot of men who are raised in environments like that. And so they really care more about themselves than they care about anything else. And so it wasn't until I met my girlfriend, Pam Watson, which helped me move from girlfriend or she moved from girlfriend to my wife. And now, because of who she was, now, some of you will categorize her as being a strong black woman. I categorize her as being a beautiful, loving woman who happens to be smart, self-motivating, willing to work for whatever she got, and was willing to combine with me to make us a better couple, to make us something different and unique and real. And so I wouldn't call that a strong black independent woman, if you will. I'll call that what I just said. She added to me, and because she was an asset to me, it caused me to relook at who I was. You know, I don't need the woman taking care of me. I didn't need to be selfish. It made me want to give more to her because she submitted more to me. And whoa, man, I just said a word that's going to start a fire for sure and start a fight. And that word submitted or submission. I'm not talking about she was weak. And I'm not talking about she stepped down because I was the man. And I stepped up and I led and done it. What I'm talking about was that she supported me. She helped me to realize that there was a greater me that needed to be evolved. Boy, and I'm telling you, she helped that greater Zeke, that next level of who I was, to come about. And not by what she gave me instructions, but because how she loved me, it helped me to understand who I was and my role and how I needed to love her. And it slowly caused me to evolve. It caused me to be the man that I am today, and I thank God that I'm the type of man that she wants. I may not be the type of man that you want, but I'm the type of man that she wants. And it has added to our relationship. And it's a wonderful thing. And I'm excited about it. And I'm having a great time with it. And I'm continuing to evolve. Now, what I have done since then is help a lot of other men understand their role as a father, as a man, as who they are supposed to be, so that they can walk in the strength and the power that God has called them to walk in. And so my lifelong commitment also is to help women understand who they are and understand their role. Because as long as you stay talking about you a strong black woman and you don't need no man and all this craziness, it's going to hurt you in a big, big way. As a matter of fact, we had a little firestorm that hit the net here recently. One of the people that have inspired me and I think is absolutely phenomenal that I follow on Facebook and Twitter and Periscope, and that is April Mason. She is a motivational speaker. She is an advocate for women, and she's a true feminist in every sense of the word, in a good way. And so she was talking about that video that somebody posted from CNN about, you know, what's happening with the black women today. And if you haven't seen the video, just research, just Google it or type, you know, search for it on Facebook or look at my page. I reposted it. And she was offended by it, and so was I, how it talked about black women. And she came back with a second message, and she was talking about, if you guys keep women, that is, if you guys keep acting the way you're acting, and you keep and you buy into this strong black woman syndrome, you're gonna miss out on life. You know, you're gonna miss out being who you are, and you might miss getting what you want. You're gonna have to recognize that this description that has been placed on you, this mold that people are expecting you to fall in with this strong black thing. I just cannot say it enough that how bad that's calling women. It's changing the mindset of how women think. A lot of them, because they're thinking now that, you know, I don't need a man. That's one of the things I keep hearing. And that's a lie. You need a man. And because number one, you can't procreate by yourself. Number two, you need a man to connect with you, to complete your soul. Because in the beginning, man was just one. And then God took a rib out of man and made the woman, which separated us. And what completes us is the other half or the other part. And so whether you want to admit it or not, you can live without it. You can grow without him. You can not have a man in your life and be fine with that. However, to be complete, to be whole, to be warm, to feel like you have purpose and destiny, I think that you should connect in with your other half, which is the male or female. It depends on who's listening to me right now. If it's a man, then by all means female. If it's a female, then by all means the man. So I'm an advocate for that. So it's important that you understand, I'm not saying that you have to have a man in your life. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, is that I feel as though we complete each other. And to say you don't need one is to me a lie. Because it hurts you when you think that way, and it keeps men from coming and pursuing you in a big way, because now when a guy comes at you, you're quick to, you might even talk to him. You might even have a conversation with him. But what ends up happening is you reject him. You know, you reject him because as soon as something looks challenging to you concerning who you are, the next thing you know, you'll be quick to say, hey, you know, I got my own job. I got my own money. I don't need you. And that mindset has a tendency to hurt people. And that's really all that I'm saying. And that also, when you think about the strong black independent woman, it is a place where pride, you know, builds up inside of you, and that's killing you. As a matter of fact, I've been watching some people respond to my post and respond to April's post. And a lot of women are saying, hey, you know what? I'm tired of being strong. I'm tired. I want to have a man in my life. I want to have my significant other. I want my strong black man. Now, that's where we want to go. That's what we need to do. We need our strong black men to step up their game. As a matter of fact, again, another woman quoted, you know, we as women, we've told what we need to do and how we need to love and what we need to do. Man, who's telling the men what they need to do? And I'm glad she said that, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do as well. Lead from the front. Lead and show them how to be a strong king for your queen. That's super, super important. But I got to be honest with you, ladies and fellas, you can attest to this or you can disagree. But what's happening is a lot of our men don't have the proper role models to walk in the light of being a strong king and being that strong supporter for his family, because a lot of women have raised their kids with the absence of the father. And so now In order for us to be motivated, we got to have a woman to tell us what to do. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But what I am saying is, here's when you have an intelligent, loving, caring woman who supports you. And all that I do because of the woman that loves me. She loved the man right out of me, if you will. She caused me to move to that next level of being the king that any woman would want. So what am I saying totally? I'm saying that you're going to have to step back just a little bit, ladies, to allow a man who might not have as much as you have or equal to what you have. As a matter of fact, that's one thing that sparked this fire in me when I'm hearing these black women say and some other people say that the higher education that I got, it seemed like I can't find a man. And the pride says, hey, I'm not going to look back. You know, I'm trying to find somebody who brings just as much as I bring to the table. You know, equal this and equal that. It ain't equal. Let me shock you with something. Let me tell you something that I hope will open your eyes, is that you don't need a person who's equal to you, and you might not find a man who's equal to you. And I'm sorry to tell you that you might have a doctorate degree and he might have dropped out of high school. It doesn't matter. Does he meet a need? Does he meet an emotional, loving need that you need to be met? He might not need to meet you financially, boo. He might not need to meet you educationally, but he might just need to be there to hold you, to love you, and say, I believe in you. And because he believes in you, you believe in him, and it causes him to do better. It motivates him to do better. And I'm not saying spoil a man. I'm not saying do everything for him. No, I'm not. What I am saying, if you love a man right, baby, he will go to bat for you. He will alter his life to ensure that you are happy. How do I know that? Because you're talking to one. And I've talked to my other brothers, and that's how we, most of us, when we got somebody loving you enough, that's how we communicate. That's how we deal with things. That's how we handle things. And it's important that you recognize that. I mean, really, really, really. So let me open up for some questions or comments. If you have any questions or comments or anyone like to share, I would love to hear a woman's definition of a strong black woman. Or do you buy into that title, what people are saying? So please, if you're in the chat room, you can call in at 516-387-1748. The chat room is open, but I'm not monitoring it, so you have to call in. For those of you who are on the line, I would love for your boldness to step up right now and be a strong black woman, no pun intended, and call and let me know by pressing 1 on your keypad, so I can hear from you. Because there is so much to discuss about this. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a live Facebook chat about it. I'm going to even do a Periscope about it later on this evening. Right after this call, I do have a session that I gotta do, and then I'll get on Facebook and talk about this some more. So let me share something else with you as we get ready to wind down. Is that some of you women are looking for Mr. Right and Mr. Perfect. I've watched so many videos and so many posts and seen people say certain things. And I've also been a part of a panel that was talking to a group of about 60 women and hearing some of the things that they were saying. And it was so sad to me. It was sad because they had no idea what they were saying. And let me give you an example. They were talking about, you know, hey, I worked hard for what I have. You know, I drive a Lexus. I got this great job. I got my own condo. I finished college. And so I need him to meet me there. I need him to bring just as much to the table. And let me take it a step further. They overlooked the average looking guy Well, I say average. Let me just be real. The guy who is, I ain't gonna say doll ugly, but he ain't the most handsomest dude. You know, he might be the runt of the litter. You know, because y'all are looking for Mr. Perfect. Some of you are looking for Mr. Right, Mr. Do Right, Mr. You know, Mr. Good Bar. And let me tell you what's happening with him, just in case you didn't know. He's been auctioning off to the highest bidder, to whoever will cater to him the most, whoever will supply what he needs the most. And let me tell you something that you probably didn't know, or that you did, but you're finding an issue with it, is that that so-called Mr. Right that has what you have and you know, got the car and got the job and got the house and got the money, a lot of those kind of guys, they know what they have, and that gives them more power to pick and choose over what they want. And while they're young, if you will, unless they open their eyes, unless they get with a strong minded woman who understands her worth, not her blackness, but her worth, and understand who she is and how, you know, and she understands the game. If he gets with a woman like that, she can change him. She can. However, if she doesn't understand the game and know how to play the game, she is going to be hurting, and she's going to hurt herself, and it's going to sting really, really bad because she doesn't understand who she is, and he's going to walk right over her. And so I wanted to make sure you understood that. I wanted to make sure that dude, he knows his power. He knows he's handsome. He knows he's good looking. And so, you know, he uses that to his advantage. So be careful what you're out there looking for. Be careful what you're pursuing, because guess what? You're not the only one pursuing this dude. Other women are pursuing him as well. All right, ladies, y'all promised me, some of you came on my Facebook. Some of you, you know, sent me text messages and said you can't wait till the day you're going to, you know, share what you're going to share, and you're going to let me know, hey, wait, where are you? Talk to me. Let me know what your thoughts are about being a strong, black, independent woman, so to speak. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? What's your opinion on it? I need to know that. I want to hear from you, okay? So, since you're not talking to me, you're not coming on air, you're not pressing one, I want to sum up some of this stuff with this. You have to be very, very careful what you buy into, because buying into the wrong thing could produce something dreadful for you. It will change your mindset and keep you single longer than you want to. It will cause you to miss out on a beautiful relationship because of your masculinity, because how you display it. And that's for most guys, that's a turnoff to be super, super feminine, but wear the coat of masculinity. That is a turnoff for us big time. And so what I want to tell you is take a look at that. Talk to me, call me, book an appointment, book a session, however you want to do it. I love to help you move past and understand how to help yourself and how to help a potential mate in a relationship. And I think that's the problem. I think that you guys have missed something huge, and you've missed understanding that in the dating realm, before you get to a marriage, in the dating courtship part of this, it is a huge game. Oh boy, I'm giving all the secrets away. It is a huge game. And the only way you're going to win, you have to know the rules and you have to know who you're playing against. And most women in this particular realm, they know they somewhat understand themselves, but have no clue how to deal with men. Now, there are some women who understand and they work it. They work their magic. But for the most part, they don't. Hey, guys, I'm Zeke Bolden. life coach, relationship coach, spiritual coach. Love talking with you. By all means, please visit me on my website, ZekeBolden.com, or find me on Facebook. I would love to chat with you. Take care, and we talk to you soon.